This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV.
Hey voters, with the 2024 election season officially underway, it's important to ensure you know about all the voting-related changes, rules, and information to cast your ballot this year. I'm Communications Coordinator Katie Geyer, here with Midland City Clerk Lacey Todd, to get the facts straight from the office that handles elections for city registered voters. Today, we're talking all the basic information you need to know to be prepared to vote in this year's elections. So Lacey, let's start. How can a registered voter in Midland cast a ballot in this year's elections?
Registered City of Midland voters have three options for voting in 2024. The first one is they can vote in person on Election Day at their new polling places. Polls are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for each election. Voters should keep in mind precincts and polling locations were just changed at the end of 2023, so make sure to check where you vote on Election Day. You can do that at michigan.gov/vote.
Perfect.
New voter information cards were also mailed to all City of Midland voters to let them know their new precinct and polling locations.
So there is a second option that's new this year, which is exciting. Voting early in person before the election. Tell us about that.
Yes. All early voting will take place at the Grace A. Dow Memorial Library. Early voting begins the Saturday, that's 11 days before Election Day, and ends the Sunday, 2 days before Election Day. Hours for early voting are Monday and Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Wednesday and Thursday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Very convenient. What's our third option? I know that's pretty convenient, too.
The third option is to vote by absentee ballot. Any registered Michigan voter can vote by absentee ballot if you do not have to provide a reason to vote absentee, and there are a few ways to apply for an absentee ballot. You can apply online at michigan.gov/vote. You can request an application from the city clerk's office in person, by phone at 989-837-3310, or by email at clerk@midland-mi.org. Voters with print disabilities can apply for an accessible electronic absent voter ballot, again at michigan.gov/vote. Voters that are deployed in the military or overseas voters should complete the federal postcard application that is available at www.fvap.gov. Voters can also apply through the permanent absentee application list. Those voters were automatically mailed an application just this week, so early January.
Perfect. There's also a separate list to automatically just receive a ballot mailed for each election, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. The permanent absentee ballot mailing list, if voters are on this list, they have already completed an application for all future elections, and a ballot will automatically be mailed to them for every election unless their voter status changes. Voters can contact us at the clerk's office for information on how to get on that list.
So there's so many ways to ensure your voice is heard on Election Day, but let's talk about when Election Day is. We've got a few elections coming up this year. What are the key dates that people need to keep in mind this year?
The presidential primary is coming up. It's February 27th. The special May election is on May 7th. There's a state primary on August the 6th, and the general presidential election will be on November the 5th. They're all on a Tuesday, and polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on each day.
Super helpful. So let's talk about what everyone really cares about, which is election results. Where can we find official results after each election, and what does it take to get us to official election results?
So we start with unofficial election results, which are posted by the county clerk's office as they're received from the local clerk's offices. After the polls close, there's still a lot of work to be done finalizing totals. Not to mention, we have to check all the ballot drop boxes one last time and collect all the ballots that then must be processed through the absent voter counting board before any of the absent voter results can be taken over to the county. It's important to remember that the results are not official until the Board of Canvassers certifies the election. Michigan election law provides that county canvassers have 14 days to examine everything that transpired in the election in their jurisdiction and then certify the results and the election. The State Board of Canvassers subsequently must vote to certify all counties' elections after that.
Good to know. So where can voters go to find all voting and election-related information that's specific to them?
Voters can look up voter information, polling locations, sample ballots, and more anytime at michigan.gov/vote. If they have questions or concerns, they can contact the city clerk's office at 989-837-3310, or they can email us at clerk@midland-mi.org.
Thanks, Lacey. We have a lot more to cover on some more specific details for this election season, so stay tuned to other videos in this series. For voting and elections-related information and links to all the resources that we've talked about today, you can head to the City Clerk's Office website at cityofmidlandmi.gov/clerk if you are a registered voter in the city limits of Midland.
This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV. We hope you enjoy the following presentation.